Parshas Amor starts with the din of Tumas Kohanim. Amar l'Kohanim b'nei Aharon. The Chachamim have a tradition b'nei Aharon v'lo b'nos Aharon. The Mishnah in Sota lists off various dinim with the differences between men and women, between male Kohanim and female Kohanos. A male Kohen is allowed to be makir karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. A Kohanis is not allowed to be makir karbonis. A male Kohen can eat kachikachim, nechel v'zichar kuna. And the Azora, the Bnos Kohanim cannot. So there's another difference, that male Kohanim are prohibited to be Metamila Mason, and a Kohanis is permitted to be Metamila Mason. We had a Taisus in the beginning of Ksubis, famous Machlekes, the Rabbi Natam, and other Rishonim, and we don't pass from like the Rabbi Natam. There's a Braise, Masechas Mochas was composed by the Gaonim, so it's not from the Tanoim or the Amoraim. So there's a brisa that says, "Kol tumah she'enanozem megalech aleho, ein hakohen muzer aleho." The Kohanim are only prohibited from coming in contact with such a tumas meis, that if a nozer would be nitma, he would have to start his nazirus all over again. Hayamim harishanim yiplu, and the Rambam sizes up that din. What does that depend on? So he says it doesn't depend on tumas meis; it depends on atzma shel meis. Sometimes a person could become tummy tumas meis without even touching the meis. For example, cherev harei kecholo. Someone goes to a funeral and he has a kli mateches. Kli mateches l'chol adeis is a din of cherev harei kecholo. One of the Rishonim says cherev harei kecholo only applies if it's the cherev, the sword with which the person was killed. That's against all the mishnayos. So the Beferish mishnayos, if you have a metal pot and it's the same room with the meis, you also say cherev harei kecholo. So that's a machleg. Some Rishonim say the cholol is avi avoy satuma. So whoever comes in contact with the cholol, you go to a funeral. The cholol is the meis, so the tuma goes down a madrega. Told the same lav kayetze behem. By tuma, when it's transmitted, the madrega, the level of tuma always has to go down. So if I attend a funeral, the meis is avi avoy satuma. I become an avatuma. Then I touch someone else, it becomes a rishon tuma. But if I was at the funeral and I had a metal kli with me, according to other Rishonim, any, a beged. If I didn't walk in naked, I was wearing clothing, so the clothing is also a kli, anything but a kli cheres. So if either a kli mateches or any kli other than a kli cheres is with me, so that becomes cherev harei kechol, becomes like avi avoisat tumah. So if a kayin comes in contact with the cherev harei kechol, he becomes an avatumah, the same level of tumah is if he would have been with the mace himself. So the Rabbinatam holds that that's also a kohen is not permitted to be mekabel tumas mace on the same level that he would have gotten if he would have been in the oil mace, even though the mace is not there. It's cherev harei kechol. And all the other Rishonim say no, you follow what the Gaonim wrote, the Masechas Mochas, that kol tumas she'enanozem megalech aleho, ein hakohen muzer aleho. So the Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubas quotes Rabbinatam. He claimed he had a raya to contradict the Goinim, and Tosfos explained why it wasn't a raya. So that's a fundamental machlokes, and it has two nafkaminas, one nafkamina for cherev harei kechol, and the other nafkamina was for sof tumalotzeis. If there's a mace in this room, and the door is closed, and the tumah doesn't go out, here the tumah would go out because there's a crack on the bottom of the door. But let's say there wouldn't be a crack on the bottom of the door, so the tumah wouldn't go out. And the kohen wants to know, is he allowed to walk in the hallway? So that's a din of soif tumalotzi. Since we plan to take the mace out through the door, so consider as if the door was already open. So that's the kohen who goes there will become tomi tumas mace, but he didn't really come in contact with the atzma shel mace, because there's a mechitza that's mapsik. The wall is mapsik, so the tumah doesn't really go through from the mace. A new din of soif tumalotzi. Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's a contradiction in two Rashis and Beitza. One place Rashi says, the Sof Tumalatze says, Halachal Moshe Misina. It's not based on Pshuto Shal Mikra. Pshuto Shal Mikra is only if the person is in the same oil ames. And the other Rashi sounds like he says that Sof Tumalatze says only Adin de Rabbonin. So on the side of the Gemara, they point out that there seems to be a contradiction. You should look in the Shittim Kubetzes, where they talk as Shittim Kubetzes on Beitza, where they talk about this contradiction. So they explain that it's not a contradiction. The one Rashi that says that Sof Tumalatze says Halachal Moshe Misina, that's correct. The other Rashi that says that it's the Rabbanan, he's talking about there's more than one place to go out. You don't know whether you're going to take the mace out the front exit or the back exit or through the basement, through the delivery exit. So the fact that you metame all of them, even though you don't know where you're going to take it out, maybe that's the Rabban. That's what Rashi meant to say. That's the Rabban. So the Trumas Hadeshin says that these two shadows are totally zebizet. If a kohen is prohibited to come in contact with the sof to malotzeis, is really totally in the same thing, whether tuma sheina nozim megalechala, whether kohen is muzur aleho or not. So we are machmir on sof to malotzeis, and when make on chayvere kachol, how can it be? It's totally zebizet. So the Trumas Hadeshin says shelo l'shaber es haminig, not to break the minig. The minig always was that kohanim did not come in contact with the sof to malotzeis. Even though al pidin it's really mutter, so they left it like that. Okay, let them be machmer. But nikra din, we really hold like the maseches moches, like the gaonim, the Raman paskins like that. So that's why by chervir kachol we would be mekel. We discussed a little bit in connection with this the shach in Yerideya, and the Simon about Tumas Kohanim quotes from the Sefer Rakech. The Rakech is one of the Balei HaTosfos. So he says if an Eshes Kohen is pregnant and she wants to attend a funeral, so the question is whether the fetus inside is a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, so it's a question, Emma ve'amata lahazik dolem alatanim, shalo letamosa bi'adayim, also l'sposa bi'adayim. Even if you have a cotton shalo higir l'chinoch, but you're not allowed to give him treifus bi'adayim. He's lo higir l'chinoch, so you can let him eat treifus. You don't have to scream at him. You don't have to stop. But you're not allowed to feed him treifus food bi'adayim. That's why they have kosher baby food, because the parents are going to be feeding bi'adayim to the children. So the Gemara says there are three psukim chumash where it says also there's supposed to be a daim. You put them all together, you make tana shoved. It applies to all Yisri Torah. It's not miyucha davka to tumas kaharim and to sheretz and to dam. It applies to all Yisri Torah. Also there's supposed to be a daim. So that's the shaila. Is Eishes Kaimu Beris permitted to go to attend the funeral? Maybe she's pregnant with a baby boy and there's an isa letamosa. If she's pregnant with a girl, so she's a bas kain, it's permitted to be metamele mesim. If she's pregnant with a boy, she's not allowed to. So the Rokeach says, and the Shach quotes the Rokeach, that it's muta because of a svek sveke. She may have a miscarriage, so the baby may not end up coming out alive. Afilin tim tzlem, it won't be a miscarriage, but it's a suffering baby, it's in a kefa. So since there's a svek sveke, so therefore we're mekel. So what if the woman took an x-ray, sonogram, and she knows that it's a boy. So that's what some posts can say, then you no longer have a sfek sveka, then it would be us. According to the Rekech, then it would be us. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos in Mishim Mem Gimel, that's a simon about chinuch.
Are you believed that is a wife of a coin, believed to take a sonogram to check? What
does
she want to know? What does she want to know? A lot of people
don't
just don't
want to
know if it's a boy or a girl,
if it's a
born.
Right, that's a shaila. Whenever you rely on a svek sveke, are you mechuyev to be mevar or not? Usually they do take a sonogram. The only question is whether the woman asks the doctor what's the gender of the baby, or she doesn't ask, but the doctor knows.
Right.
So usually they're taking a sonogram. So that's efshal levar bekal. All she has to do is ask the doctor, is it a boy or a girl?
Is that considered bakal? She doesn't want to know. People don't want to know.
Dafka don't want to know. They're not interested.
Many people Dafka don't want to know. Dafka don't. They say not to tell.
I don't know. On the first Daf in Ksubis, there's a Taisvis on the first Mishnah. And in some Yeshivis, they say that that's the Machloikas that Taisvis raised. If you have a Svek Sveka, it's Efshe Levar, one of the Tzodim of the Sof. You can't be Mavar, both of them. You don't know whether she's going to have a miscarriage, but you can tell whether it's a boy or a girl. So they say Efshe Levar Bekal applies to one of the two Svekas. If the other Sofik is going to be Efshe Levar anyway. So that's a question. So the Magen Avraham in Shim Mem Gimel quotes this Shach B'Shem Derakech, that the Eishes Koyin Uberis is permitted to attend the funeral because of the Svek Sveke, and he's bothered with a kasha that there's a Mishnah in Behemam Kasha on the fourth Perek in Chulin that Tahara Blua is not Mekabel Tuma. Tahara Blua means, let's say a person swallowed a ring and the ring is in his stomach, and then he goes to a funeral, and then after he leaves the funeral, then the ring comes out the other end, or he coughs up the ring. So the ring was Balua in the stomach. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, another kind of Tahara Blua, a woman has a fetus, a woman is pregnant with a baby. She goes to a funeral, and then she leaves the funeral. Then the baby is born later. So just like if the ring is in the stomach, that's balua. So it's balua is kamisha eino. It's not makabel tumah. So Tara Balua in the womb is also not Mekabel Tumah. Anything that's Balua is not Mekabel Tumah. So that's the Kasha against the Rakeach. The Shach quoted the name of the Rakeach, that Eshes Kaimul Beres is permitted to attend the funeral because of a Svek Sveka. What do you need a whole Svek Sveka for? The baby is not Mekabel Tumah Bechlam. So on that Kasha against the Rakeach, both Dying Grosnes has a tshuva about this in his Sefer Lev Aryeh. So he quotes that both Rab Chaim Oizen, his tshuvas, and Rabbi Chana Wasserman, who were brothers-in-law, they were married to two sisters, they married the two daughters of the Rav from Shavel. So they both say the same pshat in the Rekech. The Rekech apparently is of the opinion that the prohibition of Tumas Kohanim applies even if the Kohen doesn't become Tumah. Here the Kohen is a Tara Blua. He's inside the mother's womb. The Tara Blua is not Mekabel Tumah. It's a prohibition. The Kohen is not allowed to be in contact with the mace, even if through a stunt the Kohen didn't become Tumah. You're not allowed to be in contact with the mace. And that may be exactly the nature of the other din. How come the Kohen is permitted to come in contact with Cherev Arei Kecholo, and how come he's permitted to come in contact with Goel V'doife, even though the Mitami like a mace, he'll become Tumah Tumas mace. But the prohibition is not so much not to be metame tumas meis. Prohibition is not to come in contact with a meis. So by the tumah by tara belua, sof kol sof he's in contact with the meis. And it's also in the other case of sof tumah lotze, so the case of cherev reka cholo, or the case of gerlo v'dayfek, he gets tumi tumas meis, but he's not in contact with the meis. It's the opposite from the tara belua. But the Tara Blue, he is in the same oil with the mace, but he's not Mekabel Tumah through a stunt. In the other cases, he is Mekabel Tumah. He does become Tummy, but he's not in common contact with the mace. So it could be that according to this Rekeach, the definition, the nature of the prohibition of Tumas Kohanim is not so much, not Nefesh Lei Tamah B'Yamav, like it sounds in the Pesuk, not to become Tummy, but rather not to come in contact with the mace. That's a Chiddush. So that was the Shaila that... The kosher glover has a tshuva about this. How is a kohen allowed to fly in an airplane? If he flies 1,000 miles, so it's a vadois that the airplane will go over a cemetery. It's not shy to draw a line from here to here, from Los Angeles to New York. The circuit that the airplane is going to go for sure is going to go over a cemetery. How kohen am allowed to go? The din is that the mason buried in the cemetery, the tomb is allowed the rakia. So how can he go in, he's being Tommy LeMace. So if the airplane is above the clouds, so there's room to argue, there's a Tosfos in Erevin, where Tosfos has a Lashon, that above the, Tosfos is not talking about Tumas Meis, Tosfos is talking about something else there, about Tchumen. So Tosfos says, Ein Tchumen Bo Rakia. If you're above the clouds, that is the Rakia. So it could be the Benegia to the Tumas Meis also. The Lashon HaMishnah is Tumah Ritzutza means if there's a mace in a building, let's say, and then there's a tefach, empty space, mace is lying on the floor, and there's more than a tefach between the top of the mace and the roof of the building, so that's chaytzitz b'fnei tumah. But what if you have a mace buried in the ground and there's no tefach, there's no oil tefach on top of him? The Gemara says usually the arayinus, tam arayinus, have an oil tefach. Usually there is a tefach between the bottom of the lid and the top of the body. Plus the mace is very fat and his belly is sticking up and it's not such a tall casket, so the lid is leaning down. So the Gemara says, made exerid the Rabbanon, even if you have an oil tefach, you should be machmen to treat the casket, the orin, as if it didn't have an oil tefach. So that's called tumah ritzutza. When you have a mace buried in the ground and you have offer on top of him, but you don't have an oil tefach, so it's not chaytzis befnei tumah. So the Gemara says, the tumah is oila ad l'rakia. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. Tumah Ritzutza, Bokas V'yerla Ad L'Rakia. So there's room to argue the point and say that there's a limit. Ad L'Rakia V'loi doesn't go into the Rakia. And according to Tosfos Lashon and Erevin, it could be that above the clouds it's called Barakia. So that would be a good answer when the plane is above the clouds. Shaila's over here in the airport. In Kennedy Airport, they say that one side is the Atlantic Ocean and the other three sides are all Jewish cemeteries. And the airplane, before it goes above the clouds, first has to go below the clouds. First has to go up a little bit. By the time it's going up, it's Vadoi, so it's going to be on top of a Jewish cemetery. So that's the shot. Is there any room to be made on that? So the possible suggestion may be that Truma, the tumah is bakas v'yoyla ad l'rakia. True, the tumah goes up ad l'rakia, but it could be that the kohen is so far away, maybe true he becomes tameh, that maybe that's not considered in contact with the mace. It's too far away. Maybe the only time there's a prohibition is if the kohen is in contact with the mace, that's also. But if it becomes tameh tumas mace, without being in contact with the mace, that's like tumah shein anoz magaleh chaleh, that the kohen is not muzer on that. Oil agosis is a machleikus. Oil agosis gechai. Agosis is not mitame. So that's a machleikus abaye ve'rove in nazir. Whether the kohen and the nazir, it's a nazir because it's about nazir also, are they forbidden to be in the oil of agosis? How do you paskin as a machleikus the mechaber and the ramah? Because the two gears is which way did abaye say, which way did rove say. So if it's a abaye ve'rove, so this is not from the al kagam, then it's going to be like a rove. And if it's the reverse, or if it's Rabbah, if it's Abai V'Rabbah said instead of Abai V'Rabbah, then you don't have, the klal doesn't apply. So it's a machleg is how to pass from there. Amor is machmef Ashkenazim, that a kohen is not allowed to go in oil agoises. So that's the question, that's what Dan Grosnos talks about. Is that a gzera deraisa, shema yomus? Shema yomus, that's the vort, or no? Maybe it's not shema yomus, maybe it's a dinat. Since he's close to death, so that's Inisa B'Toras Vada, not just B'Toras Sofik. Inisa B'Toras Vada, that the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with one who's about to die. The guy says, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Aholos that death is a process, a tahalich. That's not the translation. The Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic, but in the Hebrew translation it says, in the old Hebrew translation, it says that death is a tahalich, and guy says means that the process of death has begun. That's a question. What is the process of death? How do you decide when he's really dead? And that'll determine what's the beginning of the process. What's the end of the process? What's the beginning of the process? What depends on what's the end of the process. So that's a shaila. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva to Dr. Ringel, I think. They asked a couple of doctors, asked Rabbi Moshe, what's the definition of a geis? So he says he doesn't know. Then he asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also, so he says also, shachachnu. The Rabbanim have forgotten, we don't know exactly what a goysis is. That the process of death has already begun.
The Rambam means that if you're to turn your goysis to the Mefreya, or he means that you're at the point where Rav Rus and Lamisa, you're at the point in the process where 51% of people now are going to die and not live.
Yeah.
I mean, a person can be a goysis and live from it. It's not Igla Milsa when he lived that he was no longer a goysis.
Rav goes to similar. Everybody got to die.
Right.
All human beings die. Rav goes to maybe some means. Rav Pamim is going to die very, very soon.
Right.
Shulchan Aruch says we assume that a goyses dies within 3 days,
right.
But that's not the definition of a goyses. One of the rabbanim here in the yeshiva thinks that's the definition of a goyses. If the person is going to die within 3 days, then it's a goyses. But now since they hook him up with all kinds of things, he's not going to die within 3 days. It's not a goyses. I think that's a joke. If the person is so sick that if you wouldn't hook him up, he would die within 3 days, then he's called a geisus, just because you're treating him, and you can extend his life. He's going to live another 2 months. He's called a geisus for 2 months. It's not that by definition a geisus has to die within 3 days.
It's not that Igla Milsa, when the guy dies, that he was a geisus a few days ago or whatever.
There has to be some definition to what's the beginning of the process of death. Correct.
But one can enter the beginning of the process of death and then not actually die.
Okay.
So one can get better.
That I don't know. I don't know about that, but he won't die very soon. But ultimately he will die.
Eventually.
Okay. He's going to die faster than Meir Yassim Shana. Because...
you can have a person in the hospital who flatlines, who goes into cardiac arrest. So no one will tell you he's not a gosis, but they defibrillate him, they bring him back and he can live for another 20 years.
Oh, you can reverse it. Okay, you can reverse the situation. Okay, good.
If he was still a gosis at the time when he was about to die.
I think so.
So a gosis can get better.
Okay. Today, yeah. Today they have a method of reversing the state of gosis. That is correct, yes. So the kohen is only permitted to mimitami to the 7 krovim, and it says, lo yitamo, to the sister. That's the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Soita Dav Gimel. I think we must have spoken about it this year already. But the lo yitam is a chayv, lo yitam is a rishus. The Gemara has three mitzvahs where there's a machlekes. Three psukim where there's a machlekes. One is lo yitama, The other is the pasuk va'avra la'abra kina v'kina es ishtai. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a chayva, that if the husband thinks that his wife is fooling around, it's an obligation, it's a mitzvah on the husband, he should be masra b'ishtai, he should warn her al tistri mishplaini. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's a reshus. Va'avra la'kina kina es ishtai is a reshus. And the third pasuk is the pasuk that says by Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is yaitse b'sheish, and Eved Ivri is yaitse b'yayvel, b'yam kippah shal yayvel. But Rabbi Kanani says, Li'ayla b'hem tavoidu. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a reshus. You don't have to set him free after 6 years. You don't have to set him free when it comes to Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. But if you decide you want to set him free, give him take, there's no prohibition. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that Li'ayla b'hem tavoidu is an essay. Namashachar abdo'i v'be'asay. So these are the three psukim where there's machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says that these three are tzivuyim, and Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a reshus. So Taisus and Adav has the kasha. And Daf Gimel and Saito, Taisa has the kasha that the Gemara says in the end of Makkos that there were 613 mitzvahs. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, you're missing three mitzvahs. You only have 610. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have 616 because you have the 613 of Rabbi Yishmael. Then you have another three. So what's going on over here? What do you do with the 613 mitzvahs here? There are three. Here there's Machlek, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael. These three are mitzvahs or not? So the Ramban, in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvah, Ramban has Hasogas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he writes that the etzem fact that we have so much literature on this topic, everybody's assuming there's 613 mitzvahs, and so much literature has been written, which are the 613 mitzvahs? Who says that everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvahs? It's one Gemara, the end of Makkos. Maybe there are other Tanoim and Amoraim who don't agree that there's 613. So then he says, okay, this Maimah Chazal had such mazel that everybody wrote Svarim. Okay, we'll assume that that's the story. 613. Then he says, what do you do with this Machlek, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmo? So he says, just like he deletes, the Ramban deletes many mitzvahs sesi, many mitzvahs loy sesi from the Rambam's listing, and he replaces them with other mitzvahs. Because that's the Kamat, 248 mitzvahs sesi, 365 mitzvahs loy sesi. So apparently Rabbi Shmuel will replace the three mitzvahs of Rabbi Kiva with another three mitzvahs. So find some other three mitzvahs. So one of the Gedolim found three mitzvahs just like this, according to Rabbi Shmuel. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah in Menachos in Perek HaTchelos. You have tzitzis in the four corners of the garment. Are they ma'akvim zezeh? Are they not ma'akvim zezeh? So we pass in the Dalet tzitzios are ma'akvim zezeh. So if you only had tzitzis one, two, or three corners, you have no mitzvah at all. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he holds Arbas and Arba mitzvahs. There are four different mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to have the tzitzis in the northeastern corner, southeastern corner, the northwestern corner, and the southwestern corner of the beggar. So there you have three more mitzvahs, and that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that you have four mitzvahs and tzitzis. Rabbi Kiva says it's only one mitzvah. So that's what one of the Gedolim said. So the Ksav Sefer quotes this, and others quote this, and they say they think that that's a joke. That's not correct. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there are four mitzvahs to have a tzitzit in the northeastern corner and the northwestern corner. No, it's a mitzvah to have a tzitzit in each corner of the beged. And each one is a separate mitzvah. Let's say there's a mitzvah to have a mezuzah in every room in the house. It says in Shulchan Aruch, some people had a practice, they only put a mezuzah on the front door. That was a practice, that was a carryover from the earlier generations where the whole house only had one room. The parents and the children slept in the same bedroom and the guests slept in the same bedroom. And that was the kitchen and that was the dining room and that was the living room and that was the study. There was one room. One room, so you have one mezuzah. But if you have a house with many rooms, so you need many mezuzahs. So what are you going to say? There's a separate mitzvah to put a mezuzah on a bedroom, separate mitzvah to put a mezuzah on a living room, separate mitzvah to put a mezuzah on a kitchen, on a dining room, on a den. No, it's not a separate mitzvah. One mitzvah to put a mezuzah on a room, that's chayav and mezuzah. So there's one mitzvah to put a tzitzit in every corner of a beggar. That's chayav and tzitzit. You don't count it as four mitzvahs. Mitzvah to put a mezuzah in the northeastern corner. Mitzvah to put a mezuzah in the northwest corner. They're not four different mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel uses the lashon arbaas and dalad mitzvahs to imply that they're not me'ak from zeh zeh, but it doesn't count as four mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs. But there are other issues that the Ramban and the Rambam debated and others. There's so many mitzvahs that are unclear whether they should be included or not be included. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva thinks that you count these three mitzvahs, and Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that these three should not be counted, and for sure, I'll find another three mitzvahs. Yeah?
The Ritva and the Ran get out of the question.
Yeah.
By saying that they think, they don't say the other two, they say, Lomam Tavod is only their mother.
Okay.
I think must be but the Aura is just Dereises, and Rabbi Akiva holds a Chiyum in Derban.
Okay. Very good. Very good. There is a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Brachas and Avchof regarding this din that the Kohen is Matami to design Kraivim. Is this the Pchina of Hutra or Duchuya? So Rashi says that it's Hutra. That's where the Pasuk reads. The Kohen is not allowed to be Matami unless one of the seven relatives. So the Heter was given Mamish B'yachad with the Yisr. When the Yisr Tumas Kohanim was given, says as a clause was given, the prohibition doesn't apply to the Zayin Kroim. And Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. That the word is dechuya, the mitzvah of avelus. That's how the Rambam writes. Kama chamuri hi mitzvah avelus shenitches miponeho Yisr Tumas Kohanim. If the word would be that the mokam Zayin Kroim, the Yisr was never formulated, that is kama chamuri hi mitzvah avelus. Doesn't show how chomer it is. Just says that in this case the prohibition doesn't apply. So the Rama holds like the Tesis that the mitzvah of Lo Yitama is Doicha, and the Rama holds that the mitzvah is Tumas Kohanim, that the Kohen should be Metame to design Kroivim, that is the mitzvah of Avelus. The Ramam's opinion is, the Ramam, the Rif, and the Goinim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, the rest of Shiv is only the Rabbanon. But Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and where is there a Pasuk in Chumash that one has to demonstrate Avelus? This is the Pasuk, Lo Yitama. That's the Loshon HaBraisin, Perik Elim Megalchen, in the third Perik in Maseches Maikot. And Braisin says, call any relative, Shaha Koi Metamiloi. So the din is that one has Misabli Molov.
So if someone comes in, I'll take this room next door.
Okay. So the Loshon HaBraisin reads like that. These original seven relatives mentioned in the Chumash, Shehakoy Metamilahem, so the din is that Mesablim Olov. And then it says in the Braisa, Hosif Aleim, the Tanoim added on additional relatives that you have to observe Avelus also. But the simple reading in the Braisa sounds like, on the level of the Raisa, there is Avelus Deraisa to these relatives, that the Lo Yitama is a form of Niug Avelus. So that's what the Rambam writes. Kama Chamurihi Mitzvus Avelus, look how Chomor. Look how serious the mitzvah of Avelus is, that it has in its power to be doicha the Isra of Tumas Kohan. It's the Chuya. That's how the Rambam says it's the Chuya, it's not Hutra. So that's what Tosfos holds also. The mitzvah, yeah. The Ramah quotes from Tosfos and Psochim that the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, the mitzvah to be mitame, is not just a mitzvah to be mitame, it's a mitzvah to be metapel in the kvura. Let's say it's on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to be mekabra mace on Shabbos. The mace is muktzah. You carry him in the street. You're going to drive a car. You're going to dig a hole. Everything is malachah. So you don't bury anybody on Shabbos. So the Ramah says that on Shabbos, the Kohen is not allowed to mitami to the seven relatives. I don't know if the Rambam agrees. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of lo yitamo, the mitzvah to be mitami, only applies to zichri kohuna, for whom there's a prohibition not to be mitami to other mesim. So now if he'll be metame to design kraivim, he'll be mechal of the kedushas kuhuna. So the only time there's a mitzvah sesev lo yitama is if it's in violation of the din ha-Torah. The din ha-Torah normally is nefesh lo yitama bi'amav. So if it's design kraivim, then he demonstrates his niyog avelus by being mechal of kedushas kuhuna. But if it's a Levi or Yisrael, or it's a baskoin, where there's no isa tumas kohanim, then there's no mitzvah leitam. So the Rambam doesn't seem to say. You get the impression he doesn't understand like that Ramah who quoted the Tosfos in Psachim that the mitzvah leitama is to be metapel in the kvura. Sounds like it's just a mitzvah to be mechal kedushas kuna.
What's that? There's not enough gemenas between Rashi and Tosfos understanding whether it's the chuy or
Rashi is bothered with the kasha there that the Gemara says that kavod abriyas is not doicha alav in the Torah. So Rashi is bothered over here. This is the kavod abriyas. Lo yitama is the source of the mitzvah of kavod abriyas. According to Rabbi Akiva, lo yitama is a chayva. This is the source. Even for mesim, there's a din of kavod abriyas called v'chayma anachayim. Kavod achayim is more common than kavod amesim. That's the Gemara in the second parak in Ksubas. The Gemara says there are two processions and they traveling on the highway, one procession is going with the Chasen Kala to celebrate their wedding, the other procession is going to a funeral. So the Gemara says if they come to a crossroads and it says Shaila, who has the right to go? There are no red lights and green lights. So how are they going to decide up Shor who should go? So the Gemara assumes that Kavod HaChaim takes precedence over Kavod HaMeis. Always like that. That the Chalkala procession has the Kedima, so they have the right to go through. So when the Pasuk says Lo Yitama means there's even a din of Kavod HaMeis and Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaChaim. There's more so a din of Kavod HaChaim. So this is the marker of Kavod HaBrius. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Brachas Daf Yutes Daf Chav that Kavod HaBrius is never Deicha Alav in the Torah. So Rashi says, what do you do with the Parsha of Tumahana? This is the marker of Kavod HaBrius, Lo Yitama. And here you say that it is Deicha Tumas Kahana. So Rashi says it's Hutra, it's not Duchuya. Tosfos says it's not true, it is Duchuya. So how do you answer, how did the Gemara come up with the Maskana Kavod HaBrius? It's not Deicha Loses Shabbat Torah. From the source of Lo Yitama, you see that it is Deicha Alav. So Tosfos says that Tumas Kohanim is a lav shein shava bakol. Since it only applies to Kohanim, it doesn't apply to non-Kohanim, and it only applies to the male Kohanim, it doesn't apply to female Kohanos. So lav shein shava bakol is a weaker lav, so therefore Kavod HaBrius is Deichid. Where did they get such an idea? Because the Gemara has these kind of ideas in the beginning of Yevamos with respect to Esa Deicha Lo Yisaseh, that there's more reason to say, there's more room to say that Esay is Deicha lav shein shava bakol. So an essay is not doicha lo yisase v'yasei. But if lo yisase v'yasei is zeinu shava bakol, then the essay is doicha. So here also Tosfos says that Kavod HaBrius is doicha alav sheinu shava bakol. And they come up in other cases. According to Tosfos, this is the rule. Kavod HaBrius is doicha lo yisase sheinu shava bakol, even though it's not doicha regular lo yisase.
Doesn't the Gemara give
right, so the Gemara says you couldn't learn from that because that's Mamayna, so you need another source. Yisurim Mamayna lo yafina, because Mamayna is nitan lamechila, so maybe Kavod HaBrius is dechel mitzvah v'al Shabbos Aveda, because it's only ben Adam l'chaveira. How do you know that Kavod HaBrius is even dechel sometimes ben Adam l'makams? So they need additional psukim. Right, the Gemara has to have a few makaris for Kavod HaBrius. Then the Torah says the next Laitama Balbiyamav Lahechalo. It's a difficult pasuk. Difficult pasuk. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. What it means is a husband is matami to his wife, but if he's married to a woman, Beisa, the kohen is married to a woman. The kohen married a grusha, kohen gadol married an almana. So he's since Kolzman that he's married to her, he's temporarily mechulot mina kohuna. So Laitama Balbiyamav Lahechalo, the husband is not permitted to be matami to his wife. If he's married to her, be Yisr, and he's temporarily mechulal mikdushas kunim. So that's a fascinating interpretation. That's on the assumption that abal mitami leishtoi is a din de'araisa. That's the question. The Rambam writes as if it's a din de'rabbanon. The Rambam says the six relatives, lovim, lachoysa, b'nalabitoi, that's de'araisa. The fact that a husband is mitami when his wife dies, the Rambam writes, medibre sofrim. And it's not so clear whether he means Dibre Soifrim or the Rabbanon. Dibre Soifrim means Torah Shabbal Peh. Pasha Pshat, he means it's Midi Rabbanon. Pasha Pshat, he means Midi Rabbanon. And the Pasha Pshat is, that where did he get it from? The Ravid asks, where in the world did he get it from? Where does it say that? So the Ragachava says he got it. There's a Machlek in Satanoim, but the Habal Yorush Esishta is the Raisa the Rabbanon. And it's Machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid had a Paskin La Halacha. The Ramam Paskins. Abal Yerush Esishta is only the Rabbanon, and he has certain Afkaminis Ladina. The Gemara has a few Afkaminis La'aloch in Ksubis later. But Yerush Esabal is the Raisa of the Rabbanon. And the Raivit is Masig on the Ram. He thinks that we should pass on Abal Yerush Esishta is the Raisa. So that's the question. Does it make sense? When a relative dies, my brother dies, my father dies, my mother dies. So I'm related to them even after they die, so they're not here anymore, but it's still called my brother. When a couple is married and the wife dies, they're not married anymore. Once you have Misa Sabal and Misa Suishin, so they're not married anymore, so they're not related anymore. So maybe it does make sense to say, Habal Yerush Esishto Deraisa. So if you hold Yerush Sabal as the Rabbanon, so this led, that's what the Ragachava writes in his Seif on the Ramam, Tzafnas Panech. Because the din is, the Ramam passes Habal Yerush Esishto is only the Rabbanon. So that's why he thought that who had the name, the Baal Mitam Eliyishta, can only be the Rabban. How can it be the Raisa? Once she dies, he's not related to her anymore. And the Ravid is Lishitasa. The Ravid was Masagan, the Rambam. He thinks that Abal Yerush Esishta is the Raisa. That's a Machlekes HaTanoim and Yesh Nechlen. And later in Ksubis, the Ravid thought we should pass Kan La'alocha that Habal Yerusha Ishta is Daraisa. So the Shitosa, the Rabbi thought that Habal Metamele Ishta is also a Din Daraisa. But this Pasuk, the way the Gemara says, Leitame Bal Biamav Lehe Chalo, is on the assumption the husband is obligated to be Metame to his wife. Mederaisa, Pshutu Shal Mikra, but not Lehe Chalo. If he's married to the woman Beyisr, and he temporarily forfeits, he loses his Kedushas Kuna while he's married to her, so then he's not Metami to the wife. So that's how some learn the Pshat and the Pasuk, that that's Pshutu Leitame Bal Biamav Lehe Chalo. That's a question. That Mishnah in Pchoiris that says that a Kohen is married to a Grusha, we don't permit him to be Makar Karbonis, so most assume that that's a penalty Midirabonon. Most assume it's not a Din Derais. Pashta says it's only a Knas Midirabonon. We want to penalize him, and that's a big machlekes, the Beisei Sukkot's machlekes HaGa'onim, whether it only applies to HaKrovos HaKarbonis, or does it even apply to getting the first Aliyah and to Duchanim. A Kohen is married to a Grusha, so you wouldn't let him Duchan, you wouldn't give him the first Aliyah. When the Mishnah Mechoris only says, when he gets HaKrovos HaKarbonis, you don't let him be Makrib Karbonis. So the Mishnah Brura quotes that the Beisei Sukkot's machlekes HaGa'onim on this, and Rove of the Goinim say Lahokel, that the penalty of the Rabbanon only applies to HaKrovos HaKrabonis, and the Mishnah Berurah says he has a Pele on the Shulchan Aruch. Why did Rabbi Yosef Karo Paskin that the Kohen who's Nosa Noshim Ba'Aveira is not allowed to get the first Aliyah, not allowed to Duchen? Rov HaGoyim held that so. Rov HaGoyim held that the Chumre, the Rabbanon, that penalty in the Mishnah Mechoris is only Legabi HaKrovos HaKrabonis. So blood by Kasha. Anyway, let's say Allah HaLamayis, let's say there's a Kohen, every so often happens. Kohen is married to a Grusha, and he didn't know the din, so he takes the first Aliyah, and he does Duchen. So the question is, when you'll become the rabbi in the shul, you should whisper to him quietly that he should divorce his wife, and he's not allowed to Duchen, because man is married to the wife, he's not allowed to Duchen. So the question is it worth making all machlekes about that? Mishnah Berurah says that it's a difficult machaba. He thinks that he should have passed on the other way. He thinks, considering that Rov HaRishonim held that the Gzeirah D'Rabbanon is only vis-a-vis Akrovos Karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, again, to say that that's Pshuta Leitam Bal B'Amav Lehei Chalo, the husband is not allowed to be metami to his wife if he married his wife be Isser and calls man that she's at Slow, he's Mechulov, that din is only with the Rabbanon. Rov Poskim hold that din is only with the Rabbanon. How can you say that that's Pshuta Shal Mikra?
I think the Raman, Devin Isaac, Siman Zayin, also passed in the Gabi Duchening
Okay. That's the question. How far the Knas goes? Many Gadim hold the Knas is only when he get HaKrovos HaKarbonis. It doesn't apply to anything with Zman Hazeh. Only HaKrovos HaKarbonis.
According to the Chaver, is there any difference between leading benching and getting the first Aliyah? They come from the same source, or the Tzedakah, one's more public or whatever?
Same Pasuk, the Kiddushta. The same Pasuk. I don't see that there should be a difference. Mm-hmm. What if a Kohen shaves with a razor? What if a Kohen, let's say a Kohen eats chaza. So that's not a kohuna dikadin. We tell him he should duchen even though he eats chaza, even though it's machal Shabbos, you tell him he should duchen anyway. The Rambam raises the question, how valuable can his blessing be? The guy's a bala vera, so what value, how valuable can his blessing be? So the Rambam explains, he quotes from the Tanoim. The Kohen doesn't give the bracha karm, he says the psukim ani avarchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha. So don't feel uncomfortable, how is this sheget going to give me a bracha? He's over some in Yisrael. But the din is we don't allow him to duchen if he violates the kohuna dikadinim. He only duchens because he's a kohen, but the kohen is married to a grusha, so he violates the laws of kohuna, so then you don't let him duchen. So what if he shaves with a razor? So it's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch, but the Gemara in the sugi in the beginning of Yevamah says that a kohen who shaves with a razor, in addition to the regular prohibition that applies to all Yisraelim, is in violation of an additional law. That's how the Pasuk reads in Parshas Amor. Fiyasikonim lo yigalechu. Vivsaram leisutu sarathas kadoshim yiv lalakeim. There's a lav in an essay, miyuchad by Kohanim, over and above the Yisurim for everybody else. So that's from the Kohuna de Gadilim also. What's the din of the Goyen? There was an incident. A young Muslim from the yeshiva, now he's ready, an old Muslim, this was 15 years ago. So this young Muslim got a position in California, and in the same community there was a Lubavitcher shul. So in the Lubavitcher shul, there was a Kohen who was married to a non-Jewish woman, he used to duchen on Yom Tov. So the young Muslim from the yeshiva confronted the Lubavitcher rabbi. He said, "How can you allow him to duchen? He's living with a non-Jewish woman." So he said, "The only time you don't let him duchen is if he's married to a grusha, because kedushin tofsin. But if he's married to a non-Jewish woman, he's not married to her, saying kedushin tofsin." So that's a bit of a joke. It depends whether he's married to the woman, kedushin tofsin. That's not correct. But there were other rabbanim who said the same thing, but differently. The only time you don't permit the kohen to duchen is if he's in violation of a kohuna dikadin. If he eats chazer, he's mechal Shabbos. That's a general din. That's a universal din. That's not miyuchat to kohanim. So the question is, if a kohen lives with a non-Jewish woman, that's also for everybody. Does the kohen have an additional prohibition? Does he have an additional avera because of the fact that he's living with the nochris? So the pashto says that's an isa zayna. Even a giyoris is included in zayna. So nochris mam should certainly be included in zayna. So that was the machloikah. There was a prominent talmid chacham in Paris. Rabbi Bo, I think his name was. So he printed a whole tshuva about this. He thought that the only time you don't let the kohen duchen is if he violates a kohuna dikadin, which doesn't apply to anybody else. Let's say he shaves with a razor. True, it's an added kohuna dikadin. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos that the kohen is a violation of additional yisurim over and above what the Israelim violate when they shave their beard with a razor. But since it's also for all the Klal Yisrael, so that penalty doesn't apply. So he insisted that a kohen married to a non-Jewish woman is permitted to duchen. And most others disagree. Most assume, no, he's in violation of the kohuna dikadinim. He violates the kohuna dikadin. So he forfeits his, with the rabbanim, we penalize him. He forfeits his kedushas kohuna.
How many who lives with his sister? Doesn't that be the same thing? Would anyone hold these puzzles and he can't duchen?
If what happened?
A kohen lives with his sister.
No.
Or his mother, or a ish.
No, that's a rise. There's no added isa for the kohen. Pardon me? When the second time around. Okay, then it'll become a zayna. Okay, so he's in violation of the kohen dikadinim.
Would anyone say that?
Should be. That's the pashtus. When he violates the kohen dikadinim, then we knock him out. Then we don't let him duchen.
If he does the sar, but he doesn't realize it's usher.
If he does what?
If he does the sa'ar, he doesn't realize it's us.
I mean, what if the kohen is married to a grusha? He didn't know. He didn't know that there's an isa. But we tell him. We tell him that there's an isa. Once you tell him, then it's amazing. Yeah. Then the Torah lists off all the prohibited marriages for the kohanim. The Torah lists off a kohen gadol. In addition to all the other prohibitions, the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. And the pasuk lists in order. In the order, the Gemara says, "Meduik almana grusha v'chalal zayna esele lo yikach kimsula miyam v'yikach isha." So the Gemara says that pasuk is written in order of isa chalal isa. Pasuk yud dalet. This is perek chafala pasuk yud dalet. So the Gemara says, if a woman was first a grusha and then she becomes an almana, she was a grusha from the first husband, and then she marries someone else, and then she becomes an almana. So we would say ein isa chalal isa, because the isa almana is restricted. It's only to kohanim, only to the kohen gadol. She already is a grusha. She's asura to all the kohanim. But at first she became an almana from the first husband. She's an almana, so she's asura to the kohen gadol. Then she marries someone else. She becomes a grusha. So then, since the grusha becomes asura to all the kohanim, so even for the kohen gadol also, we would say isa chalal isa. That's called an Isa Moisiv. The second Isa of Grusha is Chal on top of Almana, because the Isa Grusha adds on more Kohanim, more people. It's also to more people. Then she becomes a Chalola on top of being a Grusha, so the person continues to say. So then we would say Chalola is Chal on top of Grusha. Why? It's also an Isa Moisiv, because the Grusha is still permitted to eat Truma. Let's say a girl is a Baskoyan, and she becomes a grusha. So a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, but she's permitted to eat truma. She used to eat truma because her father was a kohen. So she's a bas kohen, she eats truma. So she gets married, then she gets divorced, she's still permitted to eat truma. But once she becomes a halala, then she's not allowed to eat truma. She loses Akdusha's kuna. So migu, that the Issa Chalola is chal on her, on top of being a grusha, it's chal benegeir to asking her for eating truma, so it's more inclusive. So the Issa Chalola is more inclusive than a grusha, so that's an Issa Moisif. Then the Gemara said, the last one of the Pasuk is Zayna. Zayna is chal on top of Chalola. What is added by Zayna? The Gemara says that the Shem Zayna Pasuls be Israel. That a Soit Asur al-Bailo is also related to the din of Zayna Lekoin. So since the Issa Zayna is sometimes chal on Israel, it happens that this case of Zayna, Nivelol Pasul Apsola, is not going to be also the Israel. But the Shem Zayna exists be Israel, namely that a Soit Asur al-Bailo. So that's why Zayna's chal on top of Chalola is also considered an Issa Moisif. So the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin that this... Zayna by Kohanim doesn't add anything on top of Chalola. They're not allowed to marry a Kohen and they're not allowed to eat Truma, even if she was a Bas Kohen. But the Shem Zayna exists be Yisrael, that is Soita Asura Labailo. So the Gemara assumes that the Zayna, the Kohuna, and the Zayna, the Yisrael, the Soita Labailo, is connected, there's a relationship. So since the Shem Zayna exists be Yisrael, to Asa Labailo, so the Issa Zayna is also considered an Issa Moisif. So that's chal on top of chalola. So Gemara says that the four psuli kuhuna mentioned in this pasuk are mentioned in the correct order, in the way that it's relevant for isa chalalisa. Almana first, then grusha second, chalola third, then zayna fourth, and each one is chal on top of the other. Grusha is chal on top of almana, and chalola is chal on top of grusha, and so on. The pasuk is written in order that it's taka chal, isa chalalisa. That's how we pass in any Issa Chalalisa, except for three cases. It's an Issa Basachas, they're both Issur Mechal Basachas. So if the second Issa is Moisif on the first Issa, or if the second Issa is an Issa Kolo, if they're Mochatichas, if the second Issa is the same as the first Issa, the second Issa is Chala, more food, let's say when it comes Yom Kippur. So one Tana is of the opinion that if you eat on Yom Kippur, there's an Issa Koris. If you eat chazer, there's no Issa Koris. So if you eat chazer on Yom Kippur, there's no Issa Koris. Because the Issa Yom Kippur is only chal on the kosher food. The Issa Yom Kippur can be chal on the non-kosher food, ain't Issa chal al Issa. So you're left only with the Issa chazer. There won't be an Issa Yom Kippur. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin that that's called Issa Koilo. Since Issa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food in the world, so migo that it's chal on all the kosher food, it's also chal on the non-kosher food. That Issa Chalalisa, if it's an Issa Koilo, that's called an Issa Koilo. There's a difficult truth in the Nari Bihuda, if there's something fishy there. Nari Bihuda says when you have a Cholish Eish B'Sakon on Yom Kippur, and you have to give him some food to eat, so he says it's preferable to give him the Chazer rather than to give him the kosher food, because the Chazer is an Issa Chalalisa. We don't accept that opinion. That was Reb Shimon's opinion.
But Nari Bihuda himself rejected the path of being Issa Chalalisa. I think
So how does he write this tshuva? I think there's a different tshuva, I think. So how does he write in this tshuva that if you have a chayla mesukan on Yom Kippur, he recommends you should give him the tray for food as opposed to Reb Shimon would say like that. Today's Reb Shimon's yahrzeit, okay. Yeah, but the honorable mention, but we don't pass him like him, yeah.
It also be an Isser Chamor because Yom Kippur has kareis.
Yeah, Issa Chama, but we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, even though the second Issa is more Chama than the first. We say it's only Chal Al Issa if the second Issa is a Koilel or a Moisef, or if they're both Bevasachas. Yom Kippur is clearly an Issa more Chama than the Chazer, because it has Koris, but Issa Chama is not Chal on the other Issa. The Pasuk spoke about a Kohen observing Avelis, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Mechaba and the Goyenim, that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so the Mitzvah says, say, Lo Yitama is the mitzvah of Nihug Avelis. That's how the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lo Yitama is a mitzvah the Kohen should be mitami to the Mesim, and this is part of the larger mitzvah of Nihug Avelis. Then the Pasuk says, Vakoyen HaGodol Meyachov, if the fellow is a Kohen Godol, so he love you lima lo yitama. He should not be mitame even to the Zayin Kroiv. So the Gemara seems to have understood from the Pasuk. He's not mitame because the Kohen Gadol does not have a mitzvah of Nihu Gavelus. The Kohen Gadol is not Noi Gavelus. That's the Pashup Shah. The Gemara says, and my Kohen Masech is my Kohen Gadol all year long is Ki Yisrael Beregol Dami. Just like a non-Kohen, a Yisrael on Shalosh Regolim. There's a mitzvah of Simcha And also, I said, the Rav Medochi, I said, the Yachid, so one does not observe Avelus on Yontav, so the Kohen Gadol all year long has the status like Yisrael Beregel, as it says in the Chumash. I mean, HaKol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavah, he doesn't observe Avelus at all. He doesn't observe Avelus. He's like Yisrael Beregel dummy. Why is that? Why? Well, he's a Loshen Yisrael Beregel. Yisrael Beregel doesn't observe Avelus because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav. Also, Yesid, the Rabbim, Medochi, Yesid, the Yachid. What does it have to do with a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol all year long, Yisrael Beregel dummy. Rav Soloveitchik had his pshat, I think it's a footnote in one of his published essays, where he explains that the mitzvah of simcha stems from the fact that one is obligated to be lifnei Hashem. It says a few times in Chumash, "Smachtem lifnei Hashem alakecha." And why is the present being in the presence of Hashem? Why is that mechayev simcha? Because they have the pasuk in Tehillim. We say it every day. Pesuk in Tehillim, "Hoyd v'hadolfanov, ois v'ched v'abimekoymai." So the Gemara says, "Ein atzvus lifnei amokim." When one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no sadness. There's only going to be joy. Ois v'ched v'abimekoymai. So Yisrael Baregel has a chiv to be lifnei Hashem. You have an obligation to be oil regel. And then on Rosh Hashanah also there's a chiv simcha because the Gemara says that when you blow shofar, kevnei lizikaron kosik lifnim dami, it's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wherever you are on Rosh Hashanah, you're obligated to blow shofar. When you blow the shofar, it's considered as if you're mamish lifnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And on Yom Kippur, you have an obligation to be chozer b'tshuva. So the pasuk says, "Anovi rakav in esechem hayim avdilim beinechem levein elakechem." The averus that we do separate us from being in the presence of the Shechina. So a person has an obligation lefnei Hashem to Torah. Person has an obligation to be chozer b'tshuva on Yom Kippur more so than all year long. The Rambam writes like that. The Rabbi Yonah writes like that. There's a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur more so than all year long. So that chiv to do tshuva means that we should enter lifnei Hashem. So when one is obligated to be lifnei Hashem, it's always v'ched v'bimkom, and there's going to be simcha. One doesn't observe avelus. So the Kohen Gadol all year long has an obligation to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. That's how the Rambam writes. Kvoda b'sefarta, and the Rambam in Hilchas Klei Hamikdash says, you point to Kohen Gadol, and the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. To be lifnei Hashem all day long. So to be lifnei Hashem all day long, that's the Gemara's lashon. Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula, Yisrael beregel dami. He has to be lifnei Hashem, and therefore he always has a chiyuv simcha similar to the Yisraelim on regel. That because of the chiyuv simcha, there's no avelus. Yeah, this is a beautiful pshat. There's a pella in Rambam. The Rambam says that Kohen Gadol does observe avelus. So the yesk, it's against the Gemara. It's against the Beferish Gemara in the first daf in Perek Gelim Megalchan. It says Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula. That he doesn't observe Avelus. So the Achronim give terutzim, it's true, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam passed like another Gemara, the Siddur Gemara Faker. Where is the Gemara Faker? There's no Gemara Faker. So the Imre Bina, there's an old Sefer Imre Bina, not Oyerbach. There's an old Sefer Imre Bina on Yerbedei, Chelek Aleph. He has the Oris on the Taz and on the Shach. So he has a little bit Divrei Torah also. So he says the Rambam got it from the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. The Mishnah and Sanhedrin says, when the Kohen Gadol loses a relative, so everybody comes to be Menachem Oval. So he said, there you have it. It says everybody comes to be Menachem Oval and they give a Sudas Avra. So you see that the Kohen Gadol does observe Avelus. Sudas Avra doesn't prove it. Necham Avelim doesn't prove it. You can have Necham Avelim on Yontif also, even though one doesn't observe Avelus. It's a Pella. How can he say the Rambam Paschal like a Mishnah against the Gemara? So how did the Gemara say against the Mishnah? You can have a Gemara arguing with the Gemara. You can have a Gemara arguing with a Mishnah? The Gemara should have said it's against the Mishnah. He can't say that. So a problematic Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol who loses a relative observes regular Avelus. It's against the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara seems to say not so.
Are there two aspects to the Rambam of what mitzvah Avela is? Rabbi said it's not in the Tuplum of the Mez. It's the Lai Tama. He learns to be Matame, to violate. And on the other hand, the young Rishon is Rishon Avelus Daraisa.
Yeah, yeah.
He learns both from
that. Yeah. He assumes that everything's included in Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama means one aspect of Avela, who are dinami, other aspects of Avelus, yeah. Then the Torah lists off all the psulim of Balmum. You have a series of Mishnayos in the middle of Chorus. Usually in the yeshivas, they skip that part. The Mishnayos give you a list of what's called the Balmum by Kohanim, and then another list, another perek in Chorus, what's called the Balmum by the Behemoth. What is it called, the Balmum by the Behemoth? The din is a Balmum has a Kedushas Kugna, it's just that he's possible for Hakrobus HaKarbonis. He's Oichel, he can eat Kochi Kochim. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha, he's not allowed to be Metamela Mesim. He has a regular Kedushas Kugna, but he's possible to be Makar HaKarbonis. Let's say the only Kohen in Shul is a Kohen Balmum. So you have to give him the first Aliyah. So the Magen Avraham says that, yeah, he quotes a Sifro, I think, that yes, that Vikidash even applies to a Balmum. The Magen Avraham says, what if the only coin in Shul is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah? Are you obligated to do Vikidash to be Mechabed the cotton with the first Aliyah? So he says that no, because a cotton is possible to do Hakrobus HaKarbonis. The Gemara says, the coin can only, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk in the end of the second paragraph of Chulin, that the coin who is before Bar Mitzvah cannot be Makar HaKarbonis, he has to be Bar Mitzvah. So before Bar Mitzvah, since he can't be Makar HaKarbonis, so he's not included in the Kiddashta. So the Kiddashta keres lechem alakech uhu makriv, since he's Makar HaKarbonis. So that's a Pella. Balmum is also not able to be Makar HaKarbonis. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham says, he quotes as fraud, that the Kiddashta does apply to a Balmum. So manishtana, a cotton, because the cotton is possible to be Makar HaKarbonis. The Balmum is also possible to be Makar HaKarbonis. And he said that there is a Dimi Kiddashta. So why shouldn't it be Vikidashta by Kohen Cotton? Unless you say the distinction that the Balmum has the full Kedushas Kuhuna, it's just a psul, that he's not allowed to be Makar HaKarbonis. And the Kohen Cotton has an incomplete Kedushas Kuhuna. That's a Chiddush, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's a Chiddush, that the Cotton, Poshim Shat, the Cotton is possible to do Hakrobas HaKarbonis, but he has a full din of a Kohen. So the Magen Avraham is Mechadish that it's not so. With respect to Hakrobas HaKarbonis, he doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna. When he becomes by mitzvah, the Kedushas Kuhuna becomes nitoisef on him. But that's Magen Avraham. Sounds like he says like that.
Doesn't Rabbi Kibager call him? Doesn't Rabbi Kibager have
an Arum? I mean, he asked his kasha, what about Balmum? That could be Rabbi Kibager's kasha. Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is the Teretz. But the Teretz is questionable. Is it really so?
No, maybe there is an additional aspect of Kohen Shvei Mikdash that there has to be a gadol to be Rabbi Lachavar Shabbat.
Yeah, but getting the first aliyah and duchening, you don't have to be wearing big dekuna. You don't need Kedushas Kuhuna Shabbat Mikdash for that.
The Ravina Tam, Rav Chaim Kohen, has to be in Tam, and one of the first ones was, Rav Kinan Tam said that there's no
mitzvah Kedash Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. He said, no, Mishtamish Bekoyin Moal.
Oh, but the Tam says, a Yiddish man, that it's because it's not wearing big
dekuna. Yeah, the Taz says that since it's not wearing big dekuna, so there's no mo'al. A mishtamish b'koyim mo'al, mi'ila is only a kodesh ha-migdash. So that depends on kedushas kuhuna shabbat migdash. So since the koyim was not wearing big dekuna, so he's allowed to be mishtamish the Rabbeinu Tam. But with respect to getting the first taliyah, it applies even in America, but no one's wearing big dikuni. You still get the first aliyah. That vikidashta does apply. So if it applies even with that big dikuni, so why shouldn't it apply to a cotton? So you say because it can't be makar kabana, so the balmum can't be makar vida. The person says, vikidashta ke eslecha malakech uhu makriv. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Gittin, that the coin gets the first aliyah is a takana de rabbana b'pnei darke shalom. What do you mean if you don't give the coin the first aliyah, he's going to kill a gabbai? What's the darkei shalom? What does that mean? Then the Gemara says, the coin gets the first aliyah is the mitzvah vikidashtai. That's a mitzvah there, it's a vikidashtai. Why do you make it into a takana drabon? So the Gemara says, you're right, vikidashtai is taka, the source deraisa. But if it's only vikidashtai, the coin could be moichel on his kovid. So in the rabbon, we don't permit the coin to be moichel on his kovid on Shabbos or Yom Tov because it's going to be a big crowd in shul. On the weekdays, it's usually not so crowded, so we would let the coin be Merchel on his coin. That's what the Gemara says. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's crowded. So one Shabbos, the coin will be Merchel on his coin because there's a big bar mitzvah, the big oifruf, and all the relatives came, and they need all the aliyahs that they can get. So the kohen is mechel on his kavod. The next Shabbos he won't be mechel on his kavod. It's going to cause friction. How come he's mechel for them? He wasn't mechel for us. So mipnei machlokes. So that's what it says. The kohen kari rishon, because of darkei shalom, means we shouldn't allow the kohen to be mechel on his kavod on Shabbos and Yantar. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says v'kidashta lends itself to mechila. Does lend itself to mechila. This is the problem. The Gemara says in Yivamis, and daf peches v'kidashta bal korchai. V'kidashta bal korchai, even if he doesn't want it. The context there is if the kohen is married to a grusha, so you have to force him to get divorced. V'kidashta bal korchai dafenu. Push him, make sure that he does divorce his wife. V'kidashta bal korchai. So how come the Gemara says there's two levels of interpretation? V'kidashta, with respect to if he's married to a woman, be'isr, there you say, v'kidashta bal korcha dafenu. And v'kidashta, to be mechabed him, so that min ha-Torah he can be mechel on his covenant. How they have in the same pasuk two levels of understanding. There's a Tosfos in Chulin, on daf pei ches, I think it is. The Gemara tells in Chulin that there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. In Shecht Chai V'yof, there's a mitzvah of kisi adam, and the pasuk says v'shochad v'chisa misha shochad hu yechasa. The shochet, the one who did the shechita, has the first crack at doing kisi adam. He has the schus to do the mitzvah, and no one else is allowed to steal the mitzvah from him. What if somebody steals a mitzvah? Someone shechts a chai v'yof. Another guy runs up and he does the kisi adam. So the other fellow is yotze the mitzvah, and there's a penalty that since he stole a mitzvah from the one who did the shechita, he was entitled to perform the mitzvah. They have to pay asura zehuvim. So Taisa says, Amaisa Shahoya, the Gabbai called up a kohen to the first aliyah, and a wise guy, a non-kohen, ran up, and he said, and they told him, we didn't call you up. Say, forget it. And he just said, Baruch Atah Hashem Avarech, and everybody answered, Baruch Hashem Avarech, and they laid the whole aliyah, they went vaita. He wasn't a kohen. So the shaila was, he wasn't a kohen, and the Gabbai called up a different person. So does he have to pay asura zehuvim because he stole the mitzvah from the kohen? The kohen was entitled to the mitzvah. So Tosfos has a machlokes, and Tosfos says one suggestion that mishu shachat hu yechasa, that's a pasuk, that's a din deraisa. This din v'kidashta, this is only an asmachta. V'kidashta levarach rishon v'lita mana yofer rishon is only an asmachta. It means that the two levels of interpretation, one is on the level of deraisa, one is the rabbanon. The pasuk on the level of their eyes means v'kidashta bal korchei. If he's married to a grusha zayin v'chalala, you pressure him till he gives a reget. Then v'kidashta l'chadovish v'bigdusha l'ftarach v'ishan l'varach v'ishan. That's only an asmachta midirabbanon. That's not benatar. That's what Tosfos said. That's only an asmachta midirabbanon. So if you steal a mitzvah from somebody else, you only say you only have to pay asaras uvim if he stole something that he has a schus in benatar. If it's only a mitzvah midirabbanon, it only has a schus midirabbanon, then you don't pay asar zulim. So that's the kasha. The Gemara tells the story that when they're mechabit someone to bench mezumen, and there are four brachas in the Birchas HaMazon, Azan HaSakol, Nodolach HaRachim, and Atoy V'Ameitiv, there are four brachas. So the Gemara says, someone else stole the schus, and he benched mezumen, and the people didn't realize that they all answered, they finished the whole mezumen, the whole benching. So the Gemara says, how much does he pay? Not 10 zulim. Pays a 40 zuvim, 10 zuvim for each bracha. Since there are four brachas, you got to pay 40 zuvim. So the shach and chayish mishpat asked the kasha. In the end of chayish mishpat, they have this din that if you steal a mitzvah from someone else, there's a penalty that you pay asar zuvim, even though it's only a knas. And in order to collect the knas, you have to have smuchim, and those smuchim in bavel, so you can't collect knas. That's a different kind of knas. Kefil dal veheil, you need some mefata. That knas you need smuchim. This is a different kind of a knas. This is a Hefke bezna hefke. This is a different kind of a knas min derabban. It's not a knas min atur. So this knas you can collect in bavel. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din. If someone, the mechabit one person to bench mezumen, the other guy grabs it, so he pays 40 zuvim. So the shach is the kasha, but atoy v'ameitiv is lav deraisa. So why do you have to pay for that? So I think the shach suggests you don't pay 10 zuvim for atoy v'ameitiv. You take 10 zuvim for the bar piagof, and then he says later. So the Acharonim is the Borei Piagofen is also only Medrabbanan. How did that help? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, the Birchas HaZimon is their Eisen. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes Acharonim. The Gemara learns that the institution of benching Mezumah from Psukim. that if you have shlosha shoch l'kachas, asara shoch l'kachas, so instead of having each one bench on his own, all chabur offers one birchas hamazon together. So the Gemara learns it from Pesukim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes zachrenim. Is that a real drasha Gemara? Is that an asmachta? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's a drasha Gemara. That's the ten zehuvim. It's not for the bar pi agaf, and it's not for toiv ameitiv, for the birchas hazimun.
If not, the chazon ish against everybody else. The gabi, whether a katan bar mitzvah should bench mezumah. The Chazon Ish
said that
a Katan
Bar Mitzvah, the minute
is usually
he should bench
Mizumah.
Yeah. If it's Daraisa, so then he's maybe he's not, maybe Shnei Saros, he shouldn't be. Ah. Convention that they follow the Chazon Ish, but every Yorah else. Okay. Doesn't the Gemara case of Nasus Darabana, so you can't have them in the Chazon Ish? The Gemara in Babakama, by the different Shiur for Boshes. Presumably
those aren't
in the Torah. The standard number is whatever it was.
Knosso kamagvis bebovel. Nah, it means that boshes. You can't collect boshes in bovel. You have to. You only say shlichusayu. It's a musa de shchich veizbe chisor and kiss. So boshes is not chisor and kiss.
It's not a real boshes because they have a boshes is a
kol tiyam
of Asherah's
vayish.
The Gemara gives numbers. Right, because it's hard to numbers for how you hit someone. It doesn't matter who.
Right, because it's hard to determine each case how much it is. So they said, let's not break our heads. If any time a person hits someone like this, we assess the boshes at so much money.
That's what boshes in the Torah means, and that's a knaf derban for embarrassing someone this way.
No, it's just to save the bezin time to break the heads to figure out how much boshes. So Shane, this is the amount. But boshes is like knas, because boshes is ein bo chisor and kiss, so you can't be magve bebovel. I don't think it's because they're knas me the rabbanon.
Isn't there? I think there's a
chiddah
and others that the husband lights halakha neir shabbat before his wife might be chayav to pay him asar zehuvim, but because
he has to pay his wife because he stole a mitzvah from his wife.
I think there's a discussion back and forth in Achronim by halakha neir shabbat. So we assume it's only the rabbanon. So
okay, so that should relate to this shach.
Also,
the Shach quotes the Taisus, the Tais and Chulin, and Daf Peches. If the mitzvah that you stole is only the Rabbanon, like Vikidashto, Tais says, only the Rabbanon that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. So you don't pay Asara Zehuvim for that. Yeah.
Could it be that if you don't want the Bar Mitzvah boy to bench Zimun, that it's because Meikar had that you should be Motzi people, but you couldn't be Motzi people if he's a Kotan?
Again, could it be that what?
Meikar had din the Mazaman is supposed to be Motzi.
Right.
So if he's a katan, then he can't be mocked. Meaning, it's left out of all again. Whether Zimun itself is Doris.
I mean, even if Zimun is the Rabbana, but he has to be Motzi, everybody. A katan can be Motzi. That's
he's
a good time.
He's
Yeah, but if benching is Mikra Din, the Mizamin says the whole benching and the others just say Amen. So he's supposed to be Motzi, everybody. Right? So even if the brichas, even if the added brachas, they're abundant, but the benching to be moit to the others, that's a real din derais. Yeah?
Also, Rabbi, isn't this shach and Shulchan Aruch Mashra that the bracha of Rachim is also min ha-Torah, if Azman has said?
Yes. There's what to argue. Nachon?
But the winner of salvation's answer also assumes that Rachim is
min ha-Torah. They're assuming that Rachim is derais. Nachon? Yes.
Also going back to what we discussed earlier, is it possible that reason why the katan, why you
would make
the
skill by
the katan,
but not by
the
Balmum.
Is it possible that the pasuk says,
"Kiyat Shavu"?
Why?
Should Moshe Melakechu Humakriv? So
it's
totally
never there. Morgan Avram says
the reason why katan,
because Keslechem
Melakechu Humakriv. Nachon.
That is applied to the katan.
That's what he says. So why does it apply to a Balmum?
Yes, the Balmum, we know. Technically, if he were to recover from this move, you would have to offer a korbanot again. So he's still in the parsha of offering korbanot, just right now he's a temporary move.
The cotton is also a temporary. He's going to become bar mitzvah one of these days.
He never entered the parsha yet, though.
Okay. Good. Okay. You don't have to say Rab Soloveitchik's chilek was a dochek chilek. It's a lom dusha chilek, but it's a dochek. Veichet teisa that the cotton is lacking kedushas kuna, and the balmum has the full kedushas kuna. So you're saying differently. Right? Easier. Good. A Balmum has a full Kedushas Kunim. He's not allowed to be Mitamel Mesim. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. A Cholol doesn't have Kedushas Kunim. Cholol means empty, like cholol means empty space, empty vacuum. Cholol doesn't have kedushas kuna. He's allowed to be metamele mason. So it's a little bit counterintuitive. If a cholol does avoda b'di'eved, so then what learns that from the pasuk? Machlekes hatanoim b'ablezer Rebbe Yeshua. So he passes cholol shabbat b'di'eved avodas k'sheira. The Gemara quotes one of the pesukim Baruch Hashem chelo filo chalolim shabo. If a cholol does avoda b'di'eved, it's good. And a bal muma does avoda, even b'di'eved, it's no good. If anything, it should have been the reverse. Bal muma has a full kedushas kuna. It's just a psul. A cholol mamish is not a coin at all. So the halacha is just the reverse. The cholol shavad is avidos ekshir b'di'eved, and bal mum shavad is b'di'eved avidos a psula. Then the Torah says that if a coin is a tomei. He's not permitted to eat karbonis. No one is allowed to eat karbonis when they're tummy. Even a Yisrael is not allowed to eat kochim kalim. So a kohen's tummy is not allowed to eat kochim kochim. And then even if he will be toivel in the mikveh, he has to have hayr of shemesh. Uvo ha-shemesh v'toheh racha yochel min ha-kadoshim. Nevela trefa lo yochel ha-tomah was a difficult person. Nevela trefa you're not allowed to eat because it is a nevela the trefa. What has it got to do with tumah? And trefa, if it had a good shchita, shchita's trefa is mentarmine nevela. What's going on here? Such a difficult pasuk. Nevela trefa lo yochel ha-tomah. We had the same pasuk on last week, etc. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. Nevela trefa goes, this is the source for the institution of nivla seif tohar. Metame abes ablia. If it's oif tohar, where there's a din of trefa, so if it's an avela, then it's metame abes ablia. Lo yochal. It's not an isra achila. Isra achila because the mele trefa is also achila. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. It means if you ate nivla seif tohar, if you eat a trefa, trefa is metame den. If you had a shchita, shchita's trefa is metame den avela. Means he ate an avela which didn't have shchita, but it's nivla seif tohar where there's an inyan of treifus. If it's an oftomi, there's no inyan of treifus in it. It's lamala v'lamar where there's treif. So this is the institution of nivla seif tohar. Metame abes abli. It's not metame b'maga. It's not metame b'masa. If you touch it, if you pick it up, if you oil, it's not metame. Only b'beis abli. What kind of a din is that? Strange din. So Rab Chaim and Rab Yosef Engel, who were contemporaries, both wrote about this. They show that there's a Rabbi Yosef Engel shows that there's a three-way machlekes, tanoim and rishonim. What's the nature of the prohibition? So some hold that it's maga beis astor, maga in the beis ablia. Maga usually maga beis ablia is tohar. Maga has to be beis astor. Maga beis astor doesn't count. So here it's a chiddush only maga beis astor. If you touch a nivlus of tohar, let's say a package of chicken in the A&P didn't have a shechita, so that's nivlus of tohar. So if you touch it or you pick it up, it's not metame b'maga masa, only metame b'maga beis astor. And others say, no, it's not metame b'maga, as a Rashi in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin, it's metame b'masa beis astor. And then a third shechita would be, that's what Rab Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam, the third shechita would be that it's metame b'achila. Yeah, what's the difference? What is metame b'achila? So let's say you have a chatzi zayis now and a chatzi zayis later. Tochka de achilas pras. So if the metame is achila, so that's a din in achila. That achilas ha mitzdar from if you eat two chatzoy zaysim, tochka de achilas pras, it's metame. But if it's a din of tumas mago, and he swallowed less than a kazayis, and he swallows a little less than a kazayis later, there is no tumas mago the first time, no tumas mago the second time. So that's a fundamental machlekes, that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel Rab Chaim hold, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Where the nivla seif tohar metame beis abli is a din, the achila is the metame, so you would be mitzarev toch the achila's pras, or it's not the achila that's metame. And then there's a further machlokes, is the metame maga beis astor, or is it masa beis astor? My nafkemina, what if korcha besiv? What if you wrapped up the nivla seif tohar in something that's not edible, and then when you swallowed it down your throat, the nivla seif tohar wasn't touching the throat? So if it's metame b'maga, maga beis hastorim, so there was no maga, there was a dova mafsik. But if it's metame b'masa, so b'masa there's no issue of chatzitza. So all the three are shitas. That's what Rab Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam, a short essay. Rabbi Yosef Engel also has an Asur in Deraisa, a short essay on this. Then the pasuk says, if a kohen, if a person tamei, eats kachim, meisa boki yichalu. It's misa b'dei shamayim. So the Gemara has a drasha, meisa boki yichalu. There's only misa b'dei shamayim if the kohen is tamei and the kachim is tohar. What if the adam tamei eats kachim tameim? So then there's no misa b'dei shamayim. Because we read the pasuk, meisa boki yichalu. If the tummy eats it, then he's mechalal the kachim. Prat lezushem b'chulelus v'yomedes. If the kachim were nitmu before the tummy eats it, so it's already mechulal v'yomed, so you can't apply a mesa b'ki yichalu. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara derives from this pasuk, this is the mocker of the din of einis achalalis. This is the mocker of the din. U'mesa b'ki yichalalu, prat lezushem b'chulelus v'yomedes. Yeah, but then it depends. It means that the kachim became tamei before I became tamei. Then it's called ein isa chalalisa. The Rambam does not write like that. The Rambam writes, even if I became tamei first, then the kachim became tamei later, he still say, meisa boki yichalu prat lezushem b'chalalus v'amedes. It's not that this is the mark. It has nothing to do with ein isa chalalisa. It's a different din. So that's the question. Where did the Rambam get that from? The Gemara says this is, the Gemara says it's only if the kachim and nitmu first, and then the adam is nitma later, then you apply the rule of ein isa chalalis. So there's sugyas about this in the Gemara. The Torah says that eved kanaini of a kohen is permitted to eat truma, but the eved ivri of a kohen is not permitted to eat truma. Kohen ki nefesh ken yikas b'hu yochal bo. But toshe b'socha lo yochal bo. Toshe b'socha means an eved ivri of a kohen is ein echel b'tshuma, only ever k'naini ever k'ain. K'ain ki k'nefesh k'ni kaspa, k'ni kaspa means an ever k'naini. So that's what we usually assume. Tosis writes like this in Perika Orel, we usually, the first omit base in Perika, ayin omit base, that when you buy an ever k'naini, not only is there a kinyan mammon, ayon the ever k'naini k'shori v'chamori, there's a kinyan iser also. Namely, that if I'm a k'ain, the ever k'naini is permitted to eat shuma. But if you buy an Eved Ivri, there's only a Kenyan Mammon, there's no Kenyan Issa. You don't own the Eved Ivri, respect the Issa Vehata. The Gemara there, the first half in the oral, seems to say that also, but again, to the din there being done there, that an Eved Kanaini doesn't have the right to become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without authorization of his Odon. He's not a free person to decide on his own which Korban Pesach he wants to join, which group he wants to join. An Eved Ivri is on his own. So Tosis understood that there's only a Kenyanisa by Yavik Naini, by Yavid Ivri, there's no Kenyanis. So then Tosis finds this difficult. How can you say that? But Yavid Ivri is Mutta B'Shivchak Nainis. Usually Shivchak Nainis is an Isa Deraisa. Does not show that the Odin has a Kenyan Iser in the Yavid Ivri. So Tosis says no. That since the Torah gives the Odin the right, it says, Nuchumash, you should give Hanik Tanik. When you free the Yavid Ivri, you have to give Hanukkah. And says, Ki Mishnah Schasach Rabotcha. Mishnah Schasach means that he worked double. He worked twice as much as a normal employee. Normal employee works in the daytime and he's free at night. And the Eved Ivri is Ovedes Rabba Bayom Abalayla. Ovedes Rabba Bayom all day long. He does work for the Odon. Then he's Ovedes Rabba Balayla, the Rabba Mosul Shivchok Nainis, and he's Molid Vlodos. So the Pasuk says the Odon has the right to be Mosul Shivchok Nainis. So his sleeping with the Shivchak Nainis is in the line of duty. So that's what Tosis answers. It doesn't show the fact that the Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivchak Nainis is not based on the fact that there's a Kenyan Isser. He does it in the line of duty. So it's very difficult. What do you mean? In the line of duty, let's say the Odon wants the Eved Ivri to be Mechal Shabbos. So he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in the line of duty. I say, I bought you as an Eved Ivri. I want you to be Mechal Shabbos for me. So you're not allowed to. So how is he allowed to be, how is he allowed to sleep with the Shivchak Nainis if it's an Issa Deraisa? It's an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam says the Issa Shivcha is only the Rabbanim. So the Rambam is difficult. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the end of Temura says, Kemat Beferish, that the Issa Shivchak Nainis is an Issa Deraisa, special heter for the Eved Ivri. The Rambam proves, in fact, that Eved Ivri is Mutter. Shivchak Nainis shows that it's Mutter Menator. The Gemara says that it's special heter. The Gemara Beferish says special heter. So that's the problem with Tosis. How can Tosis say it doesn't indicate that the Odin has a Kenyan Issa, that the fact that Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Nainis, he does it in the light of duty? What kind of a teretz is that? Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his sefer, Chosen Yosef, he had trouble with his eyes. So he wasn't allowed to read for a while. So he had somebody read some light reading for him, and he was dictating. So the light reading was Abdi Miluim. That's the Tzoyce's Sefer and Ebenezer. And then he was dictating, so he told him, write this, and the guy wrote. He wrote everything. And every paragraph, he wrote a number, 1, 2, 3, till a lot of numbers there. And then after Rabbi Yosef Engel regained his sight, so he looked at the Sefer. So he crossed out over here, he crossed out one paragraph, another paragraph. So it skips, Aleph Beis Gimel Dal Hei Vav, Yud Gimel Yud Dal Tes Vav. Then he goes, Spix the Chafei. He crossed out whatever he didn't like later on. So that's the Sefer Chosen Yosef, his Oris and Ebenezer. And the Chosen Yosef, he gives Pshat in this Tesis. What do you mean? In the line of duty, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, he's allowed to eat Trefus. The other wants the Ebenezer to be a wine taster. So he's allowed to taste the Trefer wine. He's allowed to taste Trefer food. Not allowed to. He wants him to be a chef in a Trefer hotel. You should cook Basa B'chol. You're not allowed to cook Basa B'chol. Doesn't help if he's doing it in the line of duty. So he says, but the Issa Shivcha Knainis, that's an Issa because Lo Yeh Kodesh. You're not allowed to lead a life of Hafkeris. So if the Odom wants you to do it, you're not doing it L'shem Hafkeris. So he says, Tosfos, there's a Sofik in the Shar HaMelech. When we say that an Evediri is Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis, means on his own, he can pick his own Shivcha Knainis. Or is it only if the rabbi mosel or shivcha knainis, then it's mutter. But on his own, if the Yodin isn't interested, then he's not allowed to. So the Pashtus is that that's the machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos holds that he's not mutter b'shivcha knainis on his own. He's only mutter if rabbi mosel and the Yodin wants to have lodas. So he's obedis rabbi b'yom b'alaylo. And it's not a violation of lo yeh kodesh, because Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, he's not doing it derech hefkeres, not doing it derech kedeshus. And the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. He says there is a Kenyan Isser, even in Eved Ivri, Baharai that is Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. That's the Ramban and the Ritvo and Kedushin and Dafta Zayin. So they seem to hold Beferis that is Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis on his own also. Not only if Rabbi Mosul or Shivcha Knainis, Kedela Holid Vlodnis. He's Mutter on his own to have a Shivcha Knainis. So the Sofik of the Shah Melech is really a Machlek, is Tosfos and the Ramban.
Is that necessarily true? I mean,
that what? There's a machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban whether there is a Kenyan Issa by Eved Ivri. So Tosfos claims there's no Kenyan Issa. And Ramban says no, the fact that he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis on his own. Not only Rabbi Moshe L'Shivcha Knainis, Ramban who Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. So it must be that my owning him as an Eved Ivri gives him a different status when he gets the Issa the Heta. True, he's not allowed to eat Truma. If I'm a Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Only Eved Knainis Shal Kohen is a Chubba Truma. But when you get to the dinim of Moshe, Moshe lo shivcha muta b'shivcha knainis, see that there is a kinyan isa. Yeah, that's a machlok, it's Tosfos in the Ramban. Then you have in this sedra the din, zar shochel truma b'meizit is misa b'dei shamayim. So zar shochel truma b'shoigeg has to give kerem b'chemesh, v'nasan lakoynes ha-kodesh, you can't give money, you have to give dava haroili as kodesh, you have to give peris. If you drank wine of truma, you have to give wine, Kerem B'chaymish. And if you ate bread of Truma, you have to give back a bread of Chulin and Tashlom and Apachim Lias Truma. So this is the Tosfos that we had in the beginning of the year. We learned, we started from the beginning of Elul Aris, so the Tosfos on Chof Tes on the Beis came up with the Chiddush that the Tashlomei Zar Shalch Truma B'Shoigek has to give Kerem B'chaymish, that this is not Momen, it's not Knas, this is Kapor. The three different types of Tashlomen. And Tosfos gave a whole list of nafkaminas ledina between the tashlumei kapora on the one hand, as opposed to tashlumei momen knas on the other hand. That was Tosfos' chiddush. And the Rashi on Mishnayos Trumas was not so convinced that that it should be kapora. He wasn't so convinced about the whole chiddush that Tosfos gave. But Tosfos is all based on the Gemara, the end of Bava Kamma. Yeah. So we spoke about that in the beginning of the year. Then the Torah has the whole parasha. If you have animals that are balei mumen, you can't be makir of them on the mizbech. The Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma points out the makir for the institution of dichui is the pasuk over here. It says ki mashchasam bohem mum bom. Kol zman that the mum is there, the korban is possible. If the mum will disappear, the korban will be kosher again. So this is only by mum, it sounds like. Only by mum. If it will be any other psul, once the animal is nipsal, so even if it's chayzav anira, we would say, ho v'nitche yidoche, you can't be makir v'ran mizbech. So why is mum an exception to the rule? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Why? So some tanaim say, because balechayim einim yidochem, because the bal mum is a live animal. Balechayim einim yidochem, that's how the Rambam paskens. The other tanaim hold, no, balechayim on yidochem, but mum is the exception to the rule. But if it be a different psul other than mum, even though the animal is still alive, balechayim would be nidochem. What's the definition of balechayim? Rabbi Yosef Engel has there, in the Chosin Yosef, he has a ha'ora based on a ritvo in the beginning of Kiddushin. Things balechayim doesn't mean because the animal is alive. Balechayim means that you didn't have the sakim mekadosh yet. They think that if you have a mincha after Kiddushas Peh, before Kiddush Kli, would also be like balechayim ein nidochem. It only has, doesn't yet have the full Kedushas Korban. Okay, then you have Parshas HaMoedos. Okay, Zeh Aruf. Gardav Mincha.